And welcome to Rise Up Reno Prevention Network Show. Of course, this is brought to you by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Today, we're visiting with Executive Director Carla Smith, as we always do. Carla, welcome in.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And here we are at the beginning of a new year, a brand new decade, depending on who you talk to. But to me, it's a new decade.
It is.
What is the purpose of the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network Show, and what is Rise Up Reno?
Well, I think the main thing we want to talk about is prevention, and that's where we came up with the name Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. We want to network with others, and we want to prevent drug and alcohol use, mainly kids. We want to encourage positive behaviors, and we want to just give them an opportunity to know what's true and what's right and make their own decisions.
And of course, you're located and work in conjunction with the USD 308 School District, but you're also throughout Reno County.
We are, yes.
And how do folks reach you? And you welcome questions or comments about this show.
Of course.
If folks want to bring up topics, they can call you or Facebook you, whatever.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I didn't know for sure when we started how long this would go or how many people would be interested. We've had a lot of interest, a lot of response. It's been fun to have some professionals on that have a different point of view sometimes and some new ideas and just more information. So that's really what we want to do is get out some information about prevention, about helping kids. And keeping them out of trouble. And if you want to reach us, of course, we have all the social media avenues, which you can get to from our website, which is riseupreno.org. And of course, you can email us, call us, all of that stuff's on our website. So just go there and you can get all of our contact.
You have a guest with you today from the Reno County Health Department.
That's right.
We'll welcome in Candace Davidson. She's a healthcare worker and health educator, I should say. And Candace, yes. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So as we start off 2020,
yes,
obviously your mission is to keep us Reno Countyans safe and healthy, kids included.
Correct. For sure, the kids as well.
Okay. So Carla, why don't you kick this off? This show in particular is going to concentrate for the most part on cessation.
Right.
Which, of course, you have to be doing something to stop doing something.
Did you ever know you would know that word? I don't think I'd heard that word until, the last 10 years, maybe.
Well, I've been told to cease and desist.
Okay. That's similar. That's similar.
Anyway, okay, so for our youth, look, if you're, Candace, how about this? For an adult who's using tobacco or vapes or whatever they're using, obviously for them to stop, it would really be a boon to their health. In particular, though, our kids who are under 18, which we still have guardianship over, we have some influence in their decision making.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Good. Yeah, great point.
Yes, hopefully you do still have some influence. And actually, for parents that smoke or grandparents who smoke, you are influencing your children, that you're showing them that it's a normal thing to do. So stopping smoking for yourself, which are the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, ksquit.org, or 1-800-QUIT-NOW, is a great resource to help you to quit smoking. Kind of walks you through the steps. There's always a person on the other line 24/7, 365 days of the year. So it's a great resource for parents, grandparents, even anyone over the age of 13 that's smoking or vaping or chewing or any of those other tobacco-related things. They can call and get some help immediately.
So from what I've heard, and you two will both correct me again, Carla and Candace, as addictive as crack and meth and heroin and opioids, all these other things, weed, cigarettes and nicotine, my understanding is they are it's just as addictive, if not more so, than a lot of these other, really illicit, illegal drugs.
I think that's right. There's a lot of reasons, partially because the nicotine is so addictive and changes your brain synapses and just the way that you feel pleasure and the way that you feel calmed and able to just deal with stress or anxiety. So kids really think that is a great option because they have a lot of stress. And, we kind of look at kids sometimes and think, why are you stressed about that? We have stress. You don't understand stress, but they do. They have a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety, and they're looking for ways to make that go away or to make it easier to deal with. Once they start using, it's not just the nicotine, it's also the action, the putting something in your mouth, having something close to you, having something, you know, a security thing in your hand or in your pocket. There's a lot of reasons that quitting is very, very difficult, not just tobacco, but all of those other things that you said, even food and other activities that we do. There's, you know, some people may even be addicted to exercise. Anything can be addictive if it makes you feel better. And it does to some extent, but then the return is all of the bad things that it's doing to you as well. And even more, hurtful things or harmful things than positive things for sure.
Candace, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, for kids, especially in the Juul or the pod smoking, the vaping, those kinds of things, the way that they've created, manufactured the nicotine in those go immediately to their brain. It hits within 10 seconds. So it's an immediate high that they get off of the nicotine.
Talk about the quantity of nicotine as well. It's much different than other products.
It is. It's a lot higher concentration. It also, because there's no natural stopping point, like when you smoke a cigarette, there's a natural stopping point. Whereas with the vape, you can vape for basically an entire pack of cigarettes. So there's no natural stopping point. So you can get hooked quicker. It stays in your system longer. It goes to your brain faster. Just all of those addictive qualities is why we're fighting such a battle with the vapes.
And my understanding is that they've discovered that vitamin E is the same consistency as whatever the medium is for the nicotine that's in these things. And that, they are thinking, is causing some of these lung problems.
So the vitamin E acetate is actually what they put into the THC pods, which is what has caused all of the lung disease illnesses and deaths that we saw a couple months ago that really started all of this talk about vaping and Juul and just all of the process that we're going through right now.
Well, I got one young man, lucky him, a double lung transplant.
Yes. Yeah. And luckily, I mean, he was able to do that because it killed quite a few along the way as well. So what they found was that it was THC pods really that had that vitamin E acetate. And so they're really trying to get those off the shelves fast. And it was also stuff that kids and adults were just buying off the street because they're addicted and they need that hit. So regardless of if it's nicotine or if it's THC or, you know, crack, getting it off the streets was maybe a faster way to get it. And obviously for the kids that are under the age of 18.
So how are these kids getting this? And Carla, you can, along with Candace, address this as well. I mean, is there a black market for this stuff? Are adults buying it, or are people breaking into these distribution vans and then selling a black market? I mean, how are they getting it? I guess just like everything else, right? Well, adults are buying it.
Let me jump in for 1 second. THC is tetrahydrochloroplast. Something
mean
tetrahydrochloramine. Okay, so that is the part of a marijuana plant that makes a person high. It affects the brain receptors so that they feel an instant euphoric feeling, where other types of marijuana may take a while to get into your system. So THC is definitely marijuana, and it is definitely illegal in Kansas, and definitely has some addictive properties, and it is being found in pods and in Juuls and other vapes over the place.
Is it legal in those states that have legalized marijuana, like Colorado and Washington and California? Yeah.
Yes.
So obviously that's being imported here illegally. I mean, it's just naturally, people visiting Colorado, they're going to bring it back, and of course they don't declare it or throw it away at the border, right?
That would be interesting.
Well, there's already reports of the highway patrol on I-70. Mm-hmm. You know, they pull people over and they're smoking pot or they're doing this and they get arrested. Yep. Not uncommon.
At this time, it is illegal here. So yes, it's coming from someplace else. I hear that kids can get it online. Maybe don't have to have as much proof of where they're at or what their age is. I don't know where else it's coming from. It could be black market.
Talking to kids that I've spoken with throughout Reno County, you know, the kids say they get it on Snapchat. They just go on Snapchat and some other, you know, classmate has it for sale. As of, you know, December 19th, before that, 18 and over were able to purchase it. So there's 18-year-olds in our high school. So there could be high school kids that could have been purchasing it. At this point, T21 has now gone into effect, Tobacco 21. So no one under the age of 21 is supposed to be able to purchase tobacco products, whether vape, cigarettes, any of those products at this point. So hopefully that will encourage our kids to stop smoking, but they are addicted. So they are going to need that help, that cessation help, whether it's with CanQuit or Ditch Juul or thisisquitting.com. There's lots of different sources out there for kids to go to get help relieve that.
Again, you're listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show. Of course, this Carly, this used to be Communities That Care. We'll still give people time to make that transition.
Yeah, I'm still adjusting, of course.
Yeah. Yep, of course, it's a prevention network that's working in USD 308 and throughout Reno County schools. So, Carla, the whole essence of the show is cessation. So these kids and adults that have stopped, why don't you and Candace talk about how we stop these addictions?
It is hard to stop. As we all know, we've had addictions and other issues that we've tried to stop, and it's very difficult. One of the main things that Candace said right off the bat is the CanQuit line, and that's a place where you can get basically support. Somebody who's talking to you, who's saying, you can do this, you've got this, mm-hmm. you can manage this, hang in there. And a lot of times if you have a craving, if you can just get through that craving, you'll be fine for another period of time. And then when the next craving comes, you need a little more support. Adults can get a different type of medication. I can't think of what the word is.
Transdermal patch.
Right. Transdermal patch. They can get pills. They can get gum. You can get all kinds of things. But now you have to be, I'm assuming, over 21 to get those. At least pediatricians mm-hmm. aren't going to give them to their kids. So that's not something that's available for kids. They have to really look at a behavioral cognitive approach.
So Candace, what about the parent who just tells their child, you're done, this is not going to happen anymore, and expect that to be followed through like it's the rule?
I mean, I wish as a parent that actually happens when I tell my daughter something and she would do it.
But, right.
Unfortunately, like I said, this is an addiction like we've talked about. So addiction is hard, and there has to be processes to go through to kick that addiction. And these kids are getting addicted, and they're getting addicted quickly because it is so strong and because their brains are still developing and all of that. So either hooking them up with CanQuit, thisisquitting.com. There's like the National Cancer Institute also has a smoke-free for teens website. So there's lots of different websites, lots of different processes that they can go through to get help. And having their parents backing them, not telling them, setting down the law and saying, hey, this is, you're done, but backing them and helping them through that process is going to be really important.
So does this involve meetings or just a couple consultations with the health department or the family doctor, both, all that? Is this like, I mean, it varies for people on how long it takes them to stop or quit the addiction.
Mm-hmm. For
and
sure.
Of course, falling back into it is the bigger thing, maybe.
Yeah. So CanQuit, they have lots. When you call, you'll get the person on the other end and they'll walk you through, like, if you know, these are the times that you smoke and these are the times that you vape, or these are the times, this is what you should do instead. So they'll help you set up a plan, and it's, you can call as many times as you need to. It's free of charge. The pediatrician is always a great resource. And actually there they have just released that some pediatricians are actually giving those, medications,
patches,
different medications to kids.
Great.
Because they're seeing that there is a need for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they are off market kind of giving them to them. So that pediatrician, just talking with them is always a great thing. Having someone at school maybe that they can talk to when they have an issue, if they have a respected teacher or counselor that they can talk to, their peers, if they have friends that are smoking, getting together and talking about how they can stop. So just having that support is a really important part of quitting.
Carla, I'm not sure what numbers you brought with you today, but it seemed like from one of the shows you were talking about, the younger a child starts these things, the worse it's going to be for them as they get older, and the worse the addiction problems, frankly, are going to be. And then also the aspect of a gateway drug. This leads to other things.
Right, true. And especially if we're talking about THC, that's going to change a part of a person's brain, and eventually it's going to cause the desire to want more than that. You know, THC is not going to be enough, so they're going to want something else. And that can lead to other drugs, and it can lead to alcohol, and it can lead to, you know, all kinds of problems that may be permanent or maybe life changing. Unfortunately, when you start those things, it's hard to go back. And, you know, once you're addicted to one thing, it is easier to get addicted to other things. We talked about kids who are under the age of 16 are 60% more likely to become addicted to alcohol, and that they're more likely to have alcohol related problems throughout their lives. So that could be alcoholism, that could be legal problems, that could be just DUIs, and which can affect their job, their life, their family. So, you know, alcohol leads from one problem to another to another. And I see that this is going to be similar as well. Jewels, THC, anything that you're getting into that's addictive is going to be risky.
Well, Candace, I know this may be a secondary thing, but this stuff, you know, if you're addicted like that, obviously the health concern is the major thing, but the distraction it causes, the isolation it can cause, and not to mention the money it costs. All these things add up.
They do, real quickly. So not only are you, you know, for kids, the future is wide open, and they're usually feel pretty indestructible. So the future is not usually what we talk about. Like, their future health isn't necessarily a big concern right now. However, they are, that lung disease affected a lot of young kids, or younger kids, adults, and younger adults. So that was kind of startling to most kids.
Well,
when
I don't
you talk
think
to them.
These vapes and this, this delivery system was necessary. It's not approved by the FDA, right?
Correct.
I mean, this is a non-medical, I mean, the company's figured out, hey, this is a way we can make money. We're going to make this delivery system. We can disguise it as zip drives and all these other ways to get around the law, and people shouldn't have this stuff. So look, it's a profit motive.
Yes.
And there's no studies on it. It's just like marijuana. Marijuana is federally illegal. The states have just essentially nullified the federal law, and they really shouldn't be allowed to do this with the legalization of marijuana. But it's happening, and these things, I mean, hey, people walk right through restraining orders. All these laws can be broken. But the point is, there's no research to say long-term, you know, you're either going to die from it, you're going to get this. And if these states are going to legalize these things, I think there should be research. So the feds need to let the FDA and the Surgeon General and all CDC do all these studies, and do we really want this stuff?
Yeah, and the FDA is working on that right now, currently. So that's part of, that was part of the pulling Juul off the shelf, or at least the flavored pods off the shelf, was that the FDA is researching them currently. So there is at least some research going on. We have no long-term studies. We have no idea what it does. We do know that it hits their brain. It hits their brain fast, which increases their chances of addiction. We know that there was all of those lung disease issues that we had with the THC and the vitamin E acetate. So we do know that there's obviously issues. There's lots of issues when it comes to these. And the fact that the teens pick them up so quickly, and the younger kids, our rates just skyrocketed when Juul came on the market. And then again, when all these flavored pods and flavors came out. So we do know that there's issues, and we know that there's long-term issues. There will be long-term issues because we don't know how it affects the lungs. We know that it costs a lot. You know, these are not cheap for kids to buy. So there obviously is a lot of money involved.
By the way, I have no idea what these cost. What does it cost to get started on this stuff?
Well, so Juul currently is $10, I believe, for the starter pack, but it was on sale when we went and looked, because we did just recently do a assessment of tobacco in the county, or in Hutchinson, actually, is where we went. So that one was about $10 for a starter pack, but they were all on sale because they're trying to get them off the shelves.
So you buy the starter pack, and then you buy the pods load into them.
They've really come down a lot, because when they first started out, they were $50 or $59 for the starter pack. So you would get, you know, the Juul and then the three or four pods of different flavors. And, you know, as the flavors situation has changed, their starter packs have changed. But somehow kids are getting them and selling them in the bathrooms for $6 a piece. So if they can sell them for $6 a piece, they're getting them cheaper somewhere.
I would think so.
And maybe they're picking them up. And here's another kind of scary thing to think about, that they share them with each other. And so, you know, who knows what else they're passing around besides nicotine or THC, but, you know, they get one and maybe they decide they're not going to use it anymore. They pass it off to someone else. And I think that's how we see a lot of times they're getting down to the younger kids, is because, you know, they're getting them from older siblings.
Well, let's just remind people, Candace, it's flu season. Don't be doing any of that anyway.
Don't share your vape. It's flu season.
Yeah. Just throw the thing
away. There's a new message. You better get out there.
Yeah, go get your flu shot, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
As flu shot.
We do have those at the health department still.
Yes, good. So Candace, my mother was a smoker. She's still alive at 84 years of age. She smoked for 40 years and quit. I think it's been a little over 20 years now.
Good job.
So when you talk about cessation, it doesn't matter the age. It can be done. You just have to want it. And I'm not, I think she took some Nicorette gum and maybe some of the patches like you're talking about.
Yes.
But she feels night and day. And it reversed, you know, it took a few years, but she's in, for her age, pretty good health.
Yeah, that's great. Amazing. That's amazing. They say the average person takes multiple tries. Like, it's not just a one and done thing.
Oh, no, she quit 50 times.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you can remember, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll just tell you that in college, which was in the 80s, I think there was a 3-month period where I smoked because some of my buddies did, and literally it was 2 or 3 months, and I just remember thinking probably the last time I took a puff of a cigarette, I'm like, this, first of all, I didn't like the cough and the deep scratchy voice, and I just thought, man, I don't feel good. I mean, I'd been an athlete and all that, and it was not worth it, Carla. So it only took me 3 months, and it was just enough.
Yeah.
And then did you just quit and you were done?
Literally, I threw them away and I said, okay, I'm smarter than this. I don't feel good.
Good for you. That's great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's hard for people. Not everybody gets to quit that easily, and not everybody gets that smart that fast. So a lot of people do decide, man, I don't want to do this anymore. And then they need help, and or they say, I'm going to quit. Like Candace said, it takes many times. They throw it away and they say they're not going to do it anymore. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh no, just one more time. I'm just craving it one more time. So we want to recommend over and over. We want to say to you, there are avenues to get help. You can go to CVS Health. They have a foundation with lots of information.
Tobacco-free
Is that like
the kids. The CVS Pharmacy?
Yes.
Oh, so CVS Health, okay.
Yep, they're doing a lot. They have a lot of resources to offer. Tobacco-free Kids has a lot of resources. The Can Quit number. There's tons of apps. You can get an app and they will text you every now and then and just say, hey, you're doing great, hang in there. Or you can get an app for the parents that say, don't get frustrated if your kids picked it back up again or they're sneaking around. This is what you need to talk about. So there's lots of resources. There's lots of places to get help. So don't give up. Get through this. Get the help you need. Do not keep doing it. You know better. You know you don't want to. So let's get rid of these. I think that's, you know, too easy to say, but let's do it. Let's get rid of them.
And Candace, I presume if they want to contact the health department, obviously you've got people there that can help or at least guide us.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I am always a resource that's available to lead you in the right direction of who to contact. Parents, grandparents, if they want to learn how to talk to their kids about it as well. We have lots of great resources on how to talk to your kids about quitting smoking or quitting vaping. Obviously, most of them don't smoke. Most of them vape. Right. And then how to talk to your kids. Because before Juul came on, 2 years ago, nobody really even knew what vape or juuling was. Like, that's just kind of what the kids did. We all now know the words, hopefully. And
well, I think I thought there were 4 vehicles on fire in front of me before I understood, you know, this big 40-foot cloud of smoke coming out of a car window.
Yeah.
Impressive, but repulsive at the same time.
Right, right. And it smelled like cotton candy, right?
My windows were up, so I don't remember that. So we've got about a minute left. Candace, final thoughts. How do we reach you at the health department?
Sure.
Well, we can drop by, first of all.
You obviously can drop by. I always love to talk to anybody that comes in. Or you can email me at Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E dot Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N, at renogov.org. And I actually don't know my phone number off the top of my head.
Well,
so,
just ask
but you can just, yeah, call and ask for me. So, and I would love to talk to you about how to quit, how to help you quit, or help someone that you love quit.
Because it is important. 694-2900?
I believe that's correct.
I think
yes.
That's the switchboard.
Sounds right.
They can get to the health department from there.
Yes.
All right.
Something like that. Carla, final thoughts.
Thank you so much for having us and letting us talk about this. I think this is an important topic, and I hope that parents will take it seriously and not get crazy, but be helpful. So,
Carla Smith, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, executive
glad
director,
to be here.
Yeah, executive director for Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, along with Candace Davidson with the Health Department. Candace, thank you as well.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, and we'll see everybody back here next week.